Good morning, brothers and sisters. So it's wonderful to have the beautiful singing and also that wonderful quiet prayer, meditation, reflection time before the sermon. Today I'm going to share with you Psalm 8 to kickstart the May Mission Month. I'm from CABC West Rye, so I've been there 26 years. Some of you know my two daughters, Emily and Sonia. So today, when I'm using the Psalm 8, I want to have a particular title, Worship and Mission, as if two very different aspects but bringing together with N, worship and mission. And I particularly choose this so that we are able to reflect this. Last time I came here, last year, every year so I come here once. So last year I share about God has chosen Abram before he was called Abraham. Honored father, respected father, God bless him. But God also changed his name to what? Abraham, father of multitudes. Last year the message was, God bless us. It's to bless so that we are able to bless all nations, all people around us. So that was the message last year. And I hope that you remember that two lines, the top line, God bless us. God said, I will bless you. But there is a bottom line that you remember whenever you see someone's face. The bottom line is, all people on earth will be blessed through every one of you. So this year, we switch to Psalm 8. So normally when we read from verse 1. And in your Bible, you see some tiny font. What's that? It said, for the director of music. This will be sung. This is a song. Whose song? A psalm of David. David is giving a witness. David is giving a testimony. And he said, it's better to be sung out. The first verse, Lord, our Lord. Let's begin with this one. Lord, L-O-R-D. You see all capital, as you all know, that L-O-R-D means God. In Hebrew, they even don't want to, can't pronounce the name. They don't want to pronounce because showing that respect. Lord, oh God, and then our God. I think right now in this world, we emphasize so much about I. This is a particular psalm that I've chosen, is our. It's not at this time, for this half an hour, let's focus at us, church, together. Christians together, brothers and sisters together. This God is our Lord, Master. In our life, when we make decisions, what we choose to do, words, actions, our career, our Lord. That is the first start. It's not just about God. God of creation, but this is about God, our Lord, to get it started. And they said, how majestic is your name in all the earth. So this is the same verse, verse 1 to verse 9. Same at the start and the end. And then it set the scene. It said, Lord, Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth, in verse 9. When we see the verse, it said, you have set your glory in the heavens. So David is going to share with us majesty and glory using the creation. So that is in verse 1. And then in verse 2, you see that he has moved, saying, through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avengers. So it's not just about creations, about the earth, about all the things out there, but it's about the human being, about us. Here, when we're seeing the, we use the NIV. I mean, many church members use the NIV. In NIV, it said, through the praise of children and infants. And then some of you, you may not use the NIV. When you look at, for example, I read my Chinese Bible, it's very different. We don't see the word praise in there. You can check it when you look at the two more literal ones, like the King James or New King James or the New American Standard in here. You see that it said out of the mouth of babes and suckling. That's in the King James. It said, hast thou ordained the strength? Strength. New American Standard, the most updated one, 2020, from the mouth of infants and nursing babies. You didn't see the words praise in there. When we're looking at from the Hebrew, word for word. So where is that praise come from? Where is the NIV? Why it will try to translate that word praise in there? Now we look at another Bible version, Living Bible Version. It start off with verse 1, O Lord, our God, the majesty and glory of your name fills all the earth and overflows the heavens. Wow, right, so beautifully. Verse 2, you have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example shame and silence your enemies. Why is this so different? Why the King James, when they translate word for word, why that praise? But in here, you see the Living Bible try to use a more modern one to show that meaning. It even say, praise him perfectly, having a perfect praise. I think who will be the best person to really interpret the Psalm 8? Jesus. Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 21:16. I don't know if you remember when we look at Matthew 21, it's already, Matthew has only got chapter 28. 21, Jesus, the final time, goes to Jerusalem. Remember, riding on a donkey, putting all the palm branches on there, and all the peoples are shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. 21, chapter 21, 15, Jesus is in front of the critics, the chief priests, and all the people with him. And their children chanting, Hosanna to the Son of David. And they're saying, and the critics ask Jesus, Do you hear what these children are saying? This is the context. How did Jesus answer? Jesus quote Psalm 8. Yes, I heard them. Have you never read? From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. You see, so how Jesus, which version did Jesus quote that showing clearly that praise in there? I can tell you that's 200-300 years before Jesus. The Septuagint version or 70. Where are the 70 scholars have that Greek? That is the first Greek Bible translated from the Hebrew about 250 years before Jesus. So who are these scholars? 70, exactly 72 scholars. Who are these 72 people? Translate that and add the word praise to there. You know, Israel has got 12 tribes. Each tribe, they have chosen 6 scholars, the biblical scholars, come together about 300 years before Jesus to come to translate this from Hebrew to Greek. That is the time of the Greek Empire. But the time of Jesus is Roman Empire now. And that is that version that Jesus is quoting. From the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise. Praise God. That is why you see that the Living Bible saying, not just praise, but praise you perfectly. We come here on Sunday is to praise God. Now look at, remember we're saying this is a song. A song by whom? A song by David. They were sharing with the director, talking to him. Director of music. Let's say his name is Tom. He's talking to Tom. Tom, I'm talking about the heaven. I'm talking about when we look up the dark sky, I see the stars and the moon and all the creation. But it's not just about creation. I'm talking about my praise. When I was a kid, David was giving his witness. Do you remember when David was sharing? When is that David was saying, I have fighting against this silence, the foe, silence the enemy. When is David silence the enemy? Yes, of course. You remember that. David silenced the enemy, Goliath, Philistine, so tall, 10 feet tall. That is the time. You remember this passage very well. David went to talk to the king Saul, and you start to read, oh, he told the king, oh, I killed the lion, I killed the bear. But you continue to read that as if David is very proud. But when you look at that, David said, this Philistine will also be killed like the lion and the bear. David is so angry because David said, this Philistine has defiled the armies of the living God. David is not proud. David is giving the testimony. He said, why I can kill the lion? Why I can kill the bear? Or for us, why we are able to face the challenge of our life is because the Lord God who rescued me, God has helped us. God has helped David. The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this 10-foot tall Philistine. Wow. David is giving a testimony. So that when you look at this psalm, You realize when we're talking about the heavens, David's point of view is that it's not just about the creation out there, but us, the human being. God has prepared us to give praise to God. It's not just about the creation, but us as part of the creation. In verse 3, continue, he said, "Consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars." Immediately, verse 4, who is man? Who is mankind? What God, why are you so mindful, so care for us? What God really wants, the praise, a perfect praise, is not just about the creation out there, but us giving Him praise. So the director, music director, understand from David, when David was a shepherd out there in the dark, look up the dark sky, glazing the night skies, see the works, and that is the reflection that David had. Oh God, I'm so lowly. Why are you mindful of me? Then in verse 5 to 8, you see it's all about creation. In verse 5, it said, it crowned us, human, mankind, crown us with glory and honor. Verse 9, Lord, our master of life, how majestic your name is all the earth. You see, this become a song. Psalm 8 is a song. It's not just about creation, but us as part of the creation, that God has given us that crown of glory and honor so that we can give Him praise. God give us in charge of all creation, all the beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish of the sea. Oh, what is man? You're going to learn from this Psalm 8 to hear a song at the end of this. And then you see how beautiful that is. And the song said, O Lord, our God, the majesty and glory of your name. God, you transcends the earth and fills the heaven. And we are part of that. We are in God, we are in Jesus, transcends the earth. We are in every part of the earth. And our reflection, O Lord, our God, little children praise you perfectly. Remember the Living Bible version? Here it said, praise God, praise Jesus perfectly. And so would we, just like the children. The children depending on God. Children means the sucking babies. I'm so glad to be just become a granddad 2 months ago. I've seen the babies. Baby, of course, will cry for milk. They are dependent. If the Bible just say infants or children, but the Bible just says sucking baby as well. That means someone really depending on God. Like babies depending on the mother, depending on the milk to nourish, to nurture, to provide. God really wants us to really rely on Him only. And at the end of this song, that the director of music has decided to write, and so would we, and so would we. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the Old Testament, it is hallelujah. In the New Testament, Greek, they translate that as hallelujah. It's the same. Hallelujah or hallelujah means praise God. Praise our God. Now we come to this question. Praise. What is praise? Is praise equivalent just worship? Worship is praise, praise is worship. If I have one slide that I want you to continue to reflect, will be this one. Praise God. Praise God perfectly. To perfected a praise, it is means worshiping God in an event, in a Sunday event like this, but at the same time, extend this into any time in the week, anywhere in the week, a worshiping lifestyle 24/7. And that lifestyle is called mission, because we are doing witness. So a perfect praise is not just worship in an event, but a lifestyle reflecting that worshiping heart. So essentially it is how we are God's children. All God's people are on mission with God. If last year is about blessing us and then blessing all nations, it is we know that God is a missional God, then we are all God's people and we are on mission with God. Look at what Micah said. Prophet Micah. Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or all of these rivers of olive oil in an event that we bring all these gifts to him? Or even the firstborn? Verse 8. God has shown you, O mortal, O mankind, O brothers and sisters, what is good and what does the Lord, what is God require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Walk humbly, just like baby, just like sucking infants. Understand that we are depending on God. We are relying on God. God is our master. Walk humbly with God. In the New Testament, John, Apostle John, seeing that, sometimes we will say, God, no one has seen God, but we have seen Jesus. Jesus is in our heart. Jesus is in every one of us. He said, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God, is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known. Jesus, we have read from today the calling to worship, Great Commission. That's from Matthew, Apostle Matthew. That's how he see that is what Jesus has said before Jesus ascend to the heaven, sitting right legs to our Father God. John said, as the Father has sent me, I also send you, send every one of us. To where? Not just to mission field, but send us to our family. Send us to your workplace. Send us to your friends. Send us to your social club. Send us everywhere, anytime, to make disciples of Jesus. And in Act 1, verse 8, sometimes we'll think about, well, we have to do this, we have to do that. But Dr. Luke, in Acts, I think he summarized very well. We just need to remember all we are asked is to be Jesus' witness. As a witness of Jesus, anywhere, anytime, in our family, in our workplace, not just in a worship, in an event, but everywhere. So, a perfect praise is worship and mission. All God's people are mission with God, anywhere. So just brief, some of you might not have met me or have not come last year and hear my story, how God has called me, responding to the calling. So I was a cancer immunologist, Western medicine, but then God brought me opportunity to move to herbal medicines. You see from here, aloe vera, and underneath will be Kakadu plum. Such a tiny plum, 10 times more vitamin C than an orange. And that's in where? Northern Territory, Queensland, at the hottest areas in Australia. God brought me to the herbal medicine and also in different cultures, but later on focus in First Nations community. Then I understand more of the needs, the challenge, the history, difficulties of the indigenous communities. The government had a 10-year project, and they have done in 7 areas. They want to halve the gaps of this between their indigenous communities and the non-indigenous, including us. The difference from the baby mortalities to education and employment and their duration of life. But you see, crosses more than ticks. 5 out of those 7 areas, after 10 years, put billions of dollars into that. The gaps, some of those are not halved, reduced, but even wider than 10 years ago. That was in my heart. And then later on, God called me, Daniel, it's not just about concerning the First Nations' health and wealth, but their whole being. So I respond to God's calling. So I left the university, prepare myself in Morning College, and then start to be a candidate 2 years ago. And I was saying, God called me, the ministry is about UR, urban, regional, bring urban gospel resources to regional indigenous communities and their Christian leaders. UR. And then, amazing, God sent an indigenous pastor. He told me, Daniel, it should be URM. 30 years ago, he said, Daniel, you will not know. 30 years ago, there is a project supported by global Christian leaders. It's called URM, Urban Rural Movement. Move the urban gospel resources to regional. Of course, 30 years. Of course, I didn't know. But that project has never been actioned. Why? The indigenous Christian leaders fight against each other. But now they're seeing that I'm saying, UR, let's do UR. It's to remind them a project they have never done for 30 years. I became a messenger to them that they greet me, welcome me. So this is the ministry that God has called me, and I started in July, 2 years ago. Nearly 2 years ago now. It's about discipleship of the First Nations brothers and sisters, about bringing gospel resources from here to there. Who is this indigenous pastors? Pastor Nathan Kwok and our team, many of our short-term mission teams who have been in Gunanohim, Henry Nui. How do I know Henry? My two daughters introduced him to me. When I was a Bible college student, he said, Daddy, you have to know Uncle Henry. You see, God prepares everything. When I was a scientist, focusing everything, forget everything, but only know my science, my two daughters have been to short-term missions 12 years ago. And they introduced, here is the photo. Thank you for our Thorny Pathering Church. So many of you are there. And the work has continued. I have to say that God really blessed the ministry. And these leaders, including Uncle Henry, of these conflicting organizations, now the leaders, indigenous leaders, are willing to come together to learn discipleship together. So praise God. So this is the final reflection, and we are going to hear a song. This is a song of David. This is a song for us to think about what is perfect praise. A perfect praise is not just about worship here on Sunday, but continue on these worshiping lifestyles anywhere, anytime, as a witness in there. So the song, these words, you will see it, and I will hope that you all have that heart to respond, and so would we. We will sing Alleluia to give God that praise.